All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to add a password to a Word document. I'm just going to go open up Microsoft Word.
I discovered
it doesn't seem to be as easy to get rid of a password once you put it on a document as it is to create one. And it does encrypt the document according to Microsoft Office. I am using Office 365. I can't vouch for older versions of Office for whether they provide this password ability or not, but this one does. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give this document a name and save it. So I'm going to call it Vibug Secrets.
Secrets, enter.
And I'll just put a line of text here.
This is a secret, enter.
Okay, so I wrote some text. Now I'm going to save it before I put the password on just to keep everything nice and clean. So to save it, I'm going to go to Control S.
Control S, file name, edit, Vibug Secrets, type in text. Menu.
And it automatically looked at the top line and said, oh, I bet he wants to call this Vibug Secrets. So that'll be fine.
Save as type combo box, Word document, start. Docs.
I'm going to save it as a Word document.
Choose a location sub menu.
Now I'm going to go to the file menu.
Alt F, menu, home.
I'm going to arrow down to info.
Leaving menus, new, open, info.
And don't hit enter here, which is the most natural thing to do. What I'm going to do now is tab until I come to
info, location, share button, back, copy, pass button, open file, location, menu, protect document, submenu.
Protect document, submenu. I'm going to hit the space bar to open it.
Space, always open, read only.
I'm going to arrow down. You could make a document read only if you choose to. I don't want that.
Encrypt with password.
Encrypt with password. So I'm going to hit enter here.
Leaving menus, encrypt document, encrypt the contents of this file, password, edit, type in text.
And I'm going to put a password in here, which is going to be Vibug, no capital letters, although you can use them, I think.
**, encrypt document dialog, confirm password.
So I hit the enter key after I put the password in, and it asked me to confirm it, so I'm going to type it again.
**, menu, protect document, submenu, the move for items.
And now I think I can just escape out of this menu. I might have to go to OK, but I'm going to try to take the easy way out.
Escape, leaving menus, Vibug Secrets, docs, Word, edit.
Okay, so now we've got a document here that theoretically is protected with a password, so I'm going to close it.
Alt F4, Microsoft Word, want to save your changes to Vibug Secrets, docs.
I do.
Click on save, a recent copy of this file, save button.
I saved it. Now I'm going to go to the folder where I believe it got saved, and I'm going to hit V to try to find Vibug Secrets.
V, Vibug Secrets, docs.
And there it is, so I'm going to open it.
Enter. Word, password, enter password to open file, edit combo, the set of value, use the arrow.
Well, maybe the password was secrets. I'll try that.
**, Microsoft Word dialog. The password is incorrect. Word cannot open the document. See user Jerry .dc.
So what it did was it's just said, I can't do this. It then, I think it left Word open, but I'm in no document. So I'm going to go back to my document list, and I'm going to hit it again.
Enter.
I now remember the password was Vibug. So let me type that in.
**, land. Print, edit.
And it opened. You can go back to that menu and you can uncheck the box that says encrypt with a password. I've tried that twice and then saved the document, closed it, went back and tried to open it, and I still had to use the password. So, and I didn't find a way to change the password either. There may be a way to do it, but I didn't actually try that and I didn't find a change password button. But anyway, that's how you encrypt a Word document with a password.
Well, I use that quite a bit now, and it goes back to at least Office 2010. And you can use it with Word, you can use it with Excel. But you know, a few months ago, you did a presentation on password managers, 1Password, and then Jonathan Mosen did a podcast a few weeks ago. And I finally decided, okay, I'm going to use a password manager because I'm somebody who's had the very bad habit of just doing a variation on something people could easily figure out. It took me a while to figure out how to use the 1Password. There was sort of a steeper learning curve than I thought, but I eventually figured it out. But once I figured it out, I realized that by password protecting a Word file or an Excel file and putting all your passwords in there and making sure you're saving it to somewhere like Dropbox or OneDrive so it's saved to the web and not just locally on your computer, you've got all the elements of a password manager without the learning curve of it. And so I've started a week or two ago, I created a password protected Excel file and I've got all of my passwords in there. And I just think that's a much more straightforward way than going about and learning how to use one of those password managers, even paying some money for it, not that it's that expensive. Well, even though once I sort of figured out my way around 1Password, but even when I figured out my way, it seems that it's a little clunky navigating around inside of it. And again, maybe I'd need to learn it better. But with what I know already about just doing that Alt FIP and knowing what I know about Excel and knowing you can just save it to Dropbox.
You did an Alt FIP to get to the password field to encrypt that?
Well, no, just to set up, just to do the password protection first.
Okay, yeah. I can tell you that you can easily delete a password protected document. Of course, even if it's in Dropbox, if you delete it, it's gone.
All right. And there too, you know, like with what you said about the 1Password where you have to create the master password.
Yep.
Same thing. If you forget it, well,
you're in trouble.
What? You're screwed. So you just have to make sure you don't forget.
Let me put in a plug for 1Password since I really love it. I have close to 200 passwords, not just passwords, but items in my 1Password program. It is clunky to use. I find it especially difficult on the iPhone to open a web browser document and have it insert the password. There's got to be an easy way to do it, but for some reason, I haven't figured that out yet. But on the Windows computer, the reason I would probably never go to just a list of protected passwords, which I used to keep, by the way, I used to keep all my passwords in Excel, and I kept them in a container in this program called Cryptainer, which is an encryption program where you can encrypt a chunk of your hard drive. And that was a pain in the neck. So I like your idea. If all you ever want to do is just save passwords, I agree with you that it would be much easier to just use an Excel spreadsheet. But I use 1Password for storing important documents like my will and things like that. I use it for storing instructions like how to get into my router, what all the credentials are for opening the router and password and all that kind of stuff. So I use it for a lot more things. And the other thing about 1Password is, I can find a website and open it from 1Password very easily and have it automatically put in my username and password. Or I can go to a document that requires my name, address, phone number, state of origin, all that kind of stuff. I can have all that saved in an identification file and have it automatically type all that in with no errors, with just a couple of keystrokes. So I love 1Password. But if all you want to do is save passwords, I'm with you. Doing an encrypted password protected Excel file would probably suffice. Well, I'll say one more thing that 1Password gives you, which your method doesn't, and that is that it's advisable to change your password on websites often, like every 90 days or so. 1Password has a password generator in it so that you can automatically create one. I always end up modifying them because I don't like some of the way it creates them. So the password generator is a useful thing. If I go onto a website that is protected with 1Password and it says, oh, it's time for you to change your password on that website, and I change it, it will automatically ask me if I want to save that in the existing 1Password entry, which is really nice. So
my question is this. Let's say this to me would be the worst possible scenario. I create my file in Word. I password protect it. I forget about it for a while because I don't need it. I go to open it again, and I have no idea what the password is anymore. I can't remember it. I can't even begin to think of what it was. What can I do to get at the information in that file? Is it just gone forever?
It is. Yeah, it's gone. I mean, there is just no way anybody's. And this is true of all my 200 items that are in 1Password. If I ever forget my master password and I don't have access to there's a key also that goes with it, an electronic key. If I lose those, I'm done for. Nobody, including the company, can get it out.
Can get it. But my concern with protecting individual files is that unless you make the same password for every single one of them, you're going to have your problem multiplied by God knows what because of the number of files you'll protect. But with 1Password, you have a master password that you enter. And as long as you remember that, you're fine.
Yeah.
With the individual Word protected files, there is no master password.
Well, there
it's going to be.
To the document.
You're no longer in the situation of having to remember 1Password. You're in the situation of having to remember every one that you ever created for every Word document, unless you put them into master password. Could you take the document that you created in Word with its password and use one password to get into that like you do to open a web page?
Yes, you could.
That's actually a good thing.
I thought the whole advantage of one password was is that it would automatically, once you put in your master password and you're using your computer, it would just insert your password into it automatically or whatever you have key command you do. And so you wouldn't have to go into your document, find the password, then copy and paste it and put it into, you know, wherever you are that you needed a password. I thought that was the major advantage to something like one password.
That is one of the advantages that one password, you can hit the open button on a website and it will open it and insert your username and password, and you have to do it manually, doing it David's way.
Right. You do have to copy and paste. There are, you know, using Google Chrome, maybe the new Microsoft Edge, you know, you can save passwords for individual sites. I also have to sort of, if I'm going to put things onto my iPhone, you know, you sort of have to copy and paste the password the first time into the app that you're logging into. So there is that little bit of extra work. But for me, I'm not needing to type passwords onto websites. Just for me, it's not something I have to do a whole lot. So you have to do a little bit of work around. But again, I just, for me, serves my purposes. So
yeah, I use it more for work than I do at home, but I do use it a lot at home too. But for work, I have a lot of vendor websites I go to, and you know, I could never manage all those passwords without a password manager.
Would you already had existing passwords for all those things before you installed one password? Was it an enormous process to reconvert to one passwords, writing over your existing passwords?
Yeah, I mean, I had to do them all. I had them all in a spreadsheet, and I had to, one at a time, insert those. I had to create entries in one password. The other way to do it, though, if I open a website using the information from my spreadsheet and I enter in my username and password, one password, if it's set up properly, when I go to hit the open button for that website, it's going to ask me if I want to save this as an entry in one password. So that kind of simplifies it a little bit. Changing the passwords, it's a one-on-one thing. You've got to do it. There's certainly a manual part of that. I'm always afraid of not getting it in accurately on the website and then saving the wrong thing. But that hasn't happened to me. And another nice thing about 1Password is that it saves a history of your password. So if you think you've changed it and your new password doesn't work, you can go back and find the previous one that you used and try that. And sometimes it will. For example, our computers at work are on a network. They're encrypted, and we have to change our password every so many days. If I do that while I'm home, which I've had to do several times during this pandemic, once I go back to work, I won't be able to open my computer unless I know what the password was before I changed it the first time at home, because it has to be connected to the network before it will accept it. So I can go back and hopefully find those passwords when I need them.
Doesn't 1Password automatically generate like a highly randomized password for you?
Or are you
putting in your own password?
No, you can do it either way, but it will generate a password, and you can tell it whether to include spaces. You can tell it basically how many characters you want it to be. You can have periods in between words, like you might have 75.4. You know, even have them just a bunch of random numbers and letters, which I would never do. Here's an example. When I open up Google Chrome, it automatically opens 8 tabs because they're ones that I use at work all the time. One of them is for Salesforce. I don't want to have to invoke 1Password every time I log into that, because I log into it multiple times every day. So I just created a password that I'd be able to remember, hopefully, and I just type it in manually. But if I ever forget it, I can go back to 1Password and get it.
I am really glad to hear your positive comments about 1Password. I personally am finding 1Password, calling it clunky is a good description. I wouldn't say it's an accessibility issue. That automation, that automagic thing that you're talking about seems to work pretty well in Google Chrome. but my browser of choice is Brave, which is Chromium-based and very similar to Chrome in many respects. And 1Password kind of works, but it's not working quite the way it should. What is it like when you're actually using it for the first time and entering passwords and having it capture those passwords? That's the issue that is not as straightforward to me.
If you're using a browser, there has to be an extension for that browser that you install before it will work properly. And I don't know if there's one for Brave or not.
There is. Okay. Brave uses the Chromium extension, and it is installed. It's working. It accepts my master password. And I want to like 1Password. There's a part of me that just says, you know, this isn't worth it. I don't know if I'm going to renew it. But when I think of how, not only how convenient it is, but how safer it is, really makes you, I don't want to give up on it. So I want to be where you are to say, this is the next best thing since sliced bread, but I'm afraid I'm not there yet, but I want to be there. So I'm glad to know that it's as easy and automated as you say.
There is a lot to it, though. For example, there's now a browser-based 1Password app that you can use, which I don't like at all. It's called 1Password X, I think. There's also the mini browser, the mini 1Password that opens up when you're in your browser and have an extension. And then there's the Windows app. And I like the Windows app much better than the other two. But there are various ways to use it. And it is clunky. I will be the first to admit that, but I love it.
Yeah, it's just on back to what Steve said about having to maybe memorize a bunch of passwords and stuff. It's on my bucket list to go into OneDrive and sort of see what the personal vault is. There's this thing called a personal vault. And I suspect that that is a folder that you probably create a master password for that one folder. And in that folder, you could put a whole bunch of files that aren't each necessarily protected themselves. So
yes.
I'm going to sort of research that and see if that is indeed the case. And that might be a place where, again, you could put in a bunch of files you want to protect, not necessarily having to memorize the passwords for all of those.
Dropbox has a vault that you can create that's protected. I found that one more trouble than it was worth. I tried to use it and it was difficult opening it. I don't know why. I just couldn't seem to get used to it. OneDrive has a similar one, and something else came out with one. Another program that some of us use added a protected vault to it. And I used a vault for a long time. As I said, I use one called Cryptainer, which is easy to use. You type in Cryptainer, and then it asks you for a password, and you can arrow up and down through whatever files you've saved in it and can open them and use them. And it was nice, but it relied, I mean, I always had to have that Cryptainer on. Another good thing about 1Password is that no matter where I am, as long as I know my secret key and my master password, I can log into any browser anywhere and look up one of my passwords. I can also do it on my iPhone. I can get at my passwords from anywhere.
I'm running a much older version of Word. It doesn't have the protection feature. I have RoboForm, which I bought a long time ago. It offers all the features that you folks have described. I would classify it as a very techie program. I found it difficult to learn, and there's a lot of features on it which I've never used and probably never will. I'm much more concerned about protecting bank websites. I don't use RoboForm as much as I used to since I switched over Internet Explorer to Chrome. It just doesn't seem to behave itself as well as I would like. It wants to jump in when it thinks it's needed, and sometimes I have trouble dismissing it. One of the things that I have done is on my favorites, where I have all the websites listed, the name of the website on your favorites does not have to agree with the actual name of the website. It can be different. So what I have is I'll have Bank of America and I'll have PW equals and I'll type in the password. Now, I realize somebody could sit at my computer and maybe get at the passwords, but most of the crooks out there that are trying to steal your files, they're using some sort of automated reading equipment, and they're not going to waste their time actually using their eyeballs to see if they can find a file with the passwords in it. So I think it's not very likely that a crook is going to find what they're looking for. I've made it too much trouble for them. But this way, I can always get the password, and if I'm not going to use RoboForm, I still have a secondary way of knowing what my password is. If I have to type it in manually, it's not that big a deal. So that's kind of my secondary workaround for this.
Well, let me just say that I was a RoboForm user and really liked it a long time ago. And the more they improved it, the worse it got from the standpoint of accessibility. And I eventually gave up on it, and I'll never go back to RoboForm again.
It is the most updated piece of software I've ever used. It updates about every 3 weeks, but somebody, the author, is really paying attention to keeping that program accurate.
Yeah, it seems like whenever you mention the word 1Password, it becomes like the topic of the day.